Welcome to everybody. What a special day it is for Mercy. For those of you that don't know, we're celebrating 5-year anniversary today. So we had a 5-year birthday this morning, last night, and this morning. So we've eaten cake all morning. So we're hyped up.
Last Friday, Scott Street, president and CEO of Mercy Northwest Arkansas, stood on a helipad on the hospital's campus, which is located adjacent to I-540 in Rogers. Street told a crowd of hospital staff and guests that in addition to celebrating the medical campus being open for 1,825 days, they were also celebrating the newest service the hospital will be able to provide to the community, a new emergency medical helicopter. The EC-130 helicopter has been named Spirit of Mercy and is available 24/7. The new service has been made possible through a partnership between Mercy and Air Methods Corporation. According to Mercy, the decision to select Air Methods Corporation as its partner in the MedFlight program was due to the company's reputation for excellence in the air transportation industry. During the past 6 years, Air Methods has invested more than $100 million toward helicopter safety. The organization is the only air medical provider in the United States ready to graduate the Level 3 of the Federal Aviation Administration's Voluntary Safety Management System program. In addition to the high-tech systems on board, the aircraft will also be equipped with night vision goggles, more room for patient care and access, and it is operationally safer with increased helicopter blade height and safety enclosure for the tail rotor. In addition to the personnel operating the aircraft, most trips made by the Spirit of Mercy will also include another passenger, a patient. One benefit of the new helicopter is it has the ability to land in remote places or areas that may be difficult to reach by traditional ambulance because of the rough terrain. Dr. Larry Weathers is a cardiologist who has been practicing for 33 years and who has worked at Mercy since 2008. Dr. Weathers has recently started doing outreach in Gravette, Berryville, and Southwest City, Missouri, and he says the helicopter will be beneficial to patients living in outlying communities.
When you're in one of those locations, you're at least an hour by car till you can make it to the hospital. And once a heart attack starts and an artery closes, we've got about 3 hours to get that artery open and keep the heart muscle from suffering damage. So if the person's in the emergency room here, we can get it done really quickly. We can get them down to the cath lab and we can get the artery open. But if a patient goes to one of the outlying communities, they're already subtracting an hour from their trip here, or adding an hour to their heart attack just simply because of the transportation time. So if we have this 3-hour window of opportunity to keep them heart muscle normal, if you will, then this could make the difference in multiple patients, particularly in the outlying communities. And outlying communities, at the end of the day, can be 540 under high traffic, or it can easily be an hour can go to 2 hours on some of these outlying community roads that are under construction, or if somebody has an accident, that sort of thing. So it is a godsend for us because we can make a decision in the field about whether we have a chance to send them by ground ambulance or whether or not we need to fly over and pick them up at the scene.
Prior to having its own helicopter, Dr. Weathers says the hospital had to find air transportation elsewhere.
We would have to call a helicopter from somewhere else. And so instead of being able to leave from here and come back to here, or maybe the helicopter was not dedicated to us specifically, so they're not available. And so the biggest thing is that just purely on a statistical basis, since this helicopter will be on the ground here, we have a greater opportunity to make a difference because of it being available solely to us.
For more information on the Spirit of Mercy, visit mercy.net/northwestarar. For video of what it's like to ride in the Spirit of Mercy, visit our website, OzarksAtLarge.com.